It still comes back to what works for you, not what works for him. Now, coming back to principles, every individual is bound to have some kind of principles, of course. One man's principle may be nothing is knowable for sure. If so, then he will regard that as an unchanging fact of life. And no matter what the depth of his conviction in his principles, they will still form the basis of action in some way. Upon his knowledge, the individual is going to construct his goals, which may consist of living from day to day or even from minute to minute, or they may consist of long, elaborate plans that will take many years to bring to fruition and produce the happiness that he seeks. But the individual may take that route because he believes that this way the resulting happiness will be deep, rich, and durable, and that's what he wants in his life. For example, a theologically inclined individual might believe that it is possible to spend all of eternity in a state of well-being. If he does, he will base his plans on what he believes is necessary to bring this eternal state of well-being about for himself. Based upon his own knowledge, an individual will determine for himself just how much happiness it is possible that he could enjoy, either in this life or in the hereafter. He might look at someone else and decide that that person is shooting too high for something that is not attainable. Or he might look at someone else and say that that person is willing to settle for too little, that he is willing to settle for short-term happiness, when with a little bit more intelligence and long-term view on his part, he could get much more durable happiness and not have so many moments of discomfort in between. But he will determine for himself how much happiness he is capable of obtaining in his own life. And he will inevitably then come to a code of conduct that he believes is the method by which maximum happiness can be obtained. The lowliest slob or the most thoughtful individual will still have some ideas as to how to obtain whatever he believes to be the maximum happiness possible. If he thinks it's possible to have eternal well-being, he must believe that there is some method of conduct on his part that would get it for him. If he thinks there is nothing more than the here and now and the devil with the future, he still will have some kind of plan that will tell him how to make the most out of the here and now. And what is this plan? What is this code of conduct that the individual thinks is going to produce happiness for him? It is his morality. Morality is simply the code of conduct that the individual believes will bring him happiness. This is where morality comes from, the search for happiness. It is nothing more than the method that the individual believes will bring him the happiness he seeks. No matter what form the individual believes that happiness will be packaged in, this is why he bothered to construct a morality for himself, whether he did it consciously or unconsciously. The theological individual adopts a code of conduct based upon the rules he thinks he has to follow in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, the hedonist says, in effect, my morality is to get 3 women and 20 beers a week. That's what will bring me happiness. Or is it 20 women and 3 beers a week? I never can remember. One man may scrupulously arrange mutually profitable exchanges, assuring always that everyone he trades with will profit from his dealings. Another man may steal every chance that he gets. But what we have to recognize is that the purpose of all of these individuals is exactly the same: to enjoy maximum happiness for himself. Not one of them, the man who steals, the man who arranges exchanges, the man trying to get into the kingdom of heaven, or the hedonist, not one of them can claim a higher virtue for himself, a higher motive than the others have. For each one of them is acting from his own knowledge to get the happiness he seeks for himself, to get the well-being that he is seeking in life for himself. If God says, create happiness for others, then the religious individual who believes he has been told this will knock himself out trying to create happiness for others. But he's doing it for the same reason that the thief steals: in order to get well-being for himself. And his morality is simply the code of conduct that he follows based upon his belief of what it is that will bring him happiness. And this is why he has bothered to adopt a morality, because he thinks it will bring him the maximum happiness he is capable of attaining. Every time I have ever seen morality defined or described or judged, it seemed to me that the speaker was implying that there was some higher code above the individual's own happiness.